all the denominations? Well, Judaism, Jesus was a Jew in the synagogue, and he revealed the truth of the gospel, which used to be called the Holy Universal Catholic Church. In other words, the church Jesus started. A lot of terms have changed these days, but in literature, you read about the Holy Catholic Church. It's not talking about Rome. It's talking about James and the book of James and Paul in the first century. But what happened after that is that Romanism comes in the fourth century, and all of a sudden we have all the Roman Catholic line. Then Rome split in 1054 into the Eastern Orthodox and the Armenian, the Coptic. And then we had all these early groups that were departing from Romanism, like the Hutterites and the Mennonites and the Brethren. Then we had the Lutherans, which divided off into a lot of different denominations. Then we have the Reformed, like Calvin, and they went into, you know, there's Reformed Baptist, and Quakers are even a form of Reformed doctrine. Unitarianism is even part of Reformed doctrine, which I'm not teaching history of doctrine, so I won't get into that, but Presbyterians, John Knox. Then we had the Anglican Church, which is the Roman Catholic Church in Britain, and they went through Wesley into Methodism, and then into the Holiness, and then into the modern Assemblies of God, and when the Anglicans came to America, they became Episcopalians. So that's where we got from. But within all of this, there have always been people that are only religious. They're trying their hardest to do enough to outweigh their sins. That group of people are not saved. People who are saved say, I can't do anything. I simply come and fall before you, O Christ, who died in my place. As Paul said, he gave himself for me.